Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we wanted to speak about the celebration and the Jewish experience through entrepreneurship. So for many communities around the world, entrepreneurship has become part of a legacy, community, empowerment. And here in South Africa, there is an organization that has been at the forefront of nurturing Jewish entrepreneurship and outreach, and that is AutJet. So they recently marked their 20 years of empowering entrepreneurs, supporting small businesses. I thought that this is just incredible. We wanted to chat to them to help us understand why this is so meaningful. We're joined this morning by Helene Itzkin, who is head of department at AutJet. Helene, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So can we just start very simply, what is AutJet and why was it created 20 years ago?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for inviting me onto the show this morning. Hello to all of your listeners. A little bit about AutJet. AutJet started in 2005. It was built to empower entrepreneurs and strengthen the community. It was a decision that was made by a number of founders that all came together to put it together. It was Avron Urison, Michael Sieff, it was the Chief Rabbi, Daryl Krawitz, David Frankel, Gary Herbert, Lawrence Brick, Paul Bacher, Rowan Schwartz, and Sean Melnick. So it was quite a formidable group of businessmen who understood that the best way to empower entrepreneurs was to give them access to other people who had done it before them. And that, coupled with training and support and networking opportunities, helped us to get over 3,200 businesses through our program. And we've affected over 30,000 people of the last 20 years.
That's incredible. What is the most significant change you've seen between 20 years ago, 2005, and 2025?
Well, the technology has changed business, the way that we communicate. COVID also had a tremendous effect. It showed us that we're resilient, that if we can't do business one way, we're certainly going to find other ways of doing it, virtual meetings. I know that many people who used to travel for meetings don't have to travel anymore, with Zoom and the ability to connect very easily without travel has made a huge difference to people's lives. The world is also global, which has opened opportunities for businesses to do business all over the world.
It's just absolutely, absolutely incredible. In 2005, was it clear what was needed, or was this something that you knew was required but didn't quite get the details and the nuance of where it would go?
So I think when the founders put it out there and questions were asked, and that small businesses started to come in, and they came in quite rapidly, I think the need was made really clear. And also the outcomes of the businesses that joined. If I was to tell you some of the community businesses today that came through the AutJet program, our winner this year, who was Karen Schneid, was Business of the Year. She was one of the first businesses to join the program, and she's still with us. She's expanding globally and has come back for us to help her scale up and understand how to further her business abroad.
It's phenomenal. It's had a great impact, obviously, on on the broader community. You've mentioned the numbers. Give us a sense, practically, what that means.
Let me tell you a little bit about let me tell you a little bit about the program. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was to join the program, they would sign up on our website, they would be contacted by administration staff, they'd be invited into an induction. That induction is really important because AutJet is not a silver bullet. AltJet works in conjunction with the businesses and the mentors to make a difference and help one improve one's business. We run training, we run boot camps twice a year. The boot camps are updated and changed yearly to keep up with global trends and with what the businesses ask for. We do speak to our businesses regularly. We speak to our mentors regularly. Each business, after they've gone through our panel, is given a mentor, a personal mentor who they have access to work together with them. And the program has not changed in its essence over the years, but what we deliver has changed. It's, we keep up with business trends. That's and it. Our yeah. mentors are incredible. You know, they change their content accordingly.
What are the trends that you're seeing that excites you about entrepreneurial spirit and space? And what do you see ahead for next year?
Well, I see that small businesses today can show up like large businesses because AI has made a lot of things automated, which means that funding doesn't need to go into more staff. If you learn about the AI trends that are relevant to your business, you can make a huge change to your efficiency, which will help your business grow. So AI, definitely any business that wants to be present needs to find out and learn to work with AI that is relevant to their industry.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Helene Itzkin, thank you. And thanks to AltJet. It's just been an incredible and continues to be an incredibly important contribution and contributor to the community and to the broader South African community.